News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Parent of a pupil who is set to start secondary school nine weeks ago, has expressed her frustration after six students were left without education following a delay in opening a special needs unit. This is at their school in Kildare. Cecilia Semple, who's the mother of Kelly, has said Kildare and Wicklow Education and Training Board have kept parents in the dark about when the extension at St Conlett's Community College in Newbridge will open. And I'm delighted to say Cecilia joins me now on the line. Cecilia, you're very welcome to the programme. You might just start by explaining to people what the delay is. Why isn't Kelly in school yet?
She's not in school yet because there has been a problem with the certification and signing off of the new unit and the new classrooms. And that has been delayed week on week on week because we were given a start date of the 1st of October, best case scenario, and the 15th of October being the worst case scenario. But that hasn't come to plan yet.
So this unit, the special needs unit in Kildare at the school, has it been built and you're just waiting for it to be signed off? Is that it?
That's it. It's been built. There's furniture in it. They're waiting to get the go-ahead so that they can start moving in all the schedules and other furniture that needs to go in there as well, and to do the sensory room.
I don't understand then the delay, because is it just that they can't get an engineer out to certify it, or what is the problem?
We don't know. That's the problem. The Education Training Board in question hasn't been keeping us updated with what is going on.
Okay, well, look, we did try to get in touch with Kildare and Wicklow Education Training Board for comment. Now, no one got back to us before we went on air, but they did release a previous statement saying that they'd met with parents and there was regular contact.
Yeah,
and that true. Consultants who are overseeing the project are going to launch an application for occupation of 2/3.
Yes.
Of the building by next week. So look, that's what they're saying. You say, look, we'd like more information than that. I'm just conscious that this is, like, 8 weeks is an awful long time. We're almost up to the midterm break and the kids haven't even started school yet.
Well, this is week 9 we're facing into there. And you just ran a small promo there about the school in Balbriggan. And there's 200 students after being catered for with additional, or what would you say, alternative accommodation. But that hasn't happened in this case. And we were promised that if this scenario arose, that our children would be put into alternative accommodation by the NCSE and Special Ed from the Department of Education.
Now, Kelly, we should say, and these other classmates need the special needs unit, obviously because of their own particular circumstances.
Yes.
What does Kelly, in her case, need in the school for her to be able to attend St Conlett's?
All the six children in question have autism and a moderate intellectual disability. So they wouldn't be able for the hustle and bustle of a mainstream classroom. So they need that, what would you say, quieter learning environment and a lower number of children. So there are six children in each of the ASD classes.
Okay.
And so it's more low numbers of staff in there.
Okay, so it's not a case that they could be accommodated by just sticking an extra desk in another classroom.
No.
You need a unit like this. In the meantime, while you're waiting for this, as you said, completed unit just to be signed off,
yeah,
they haven't been accommodated elsewhere. So are you homeschooling them?
No, because we only got offered the home tuition support this week.
So what have you been doing?
To be honest, we've been climbing the walls because we're trying to keep the kids going as best we can. They're completely out of routine. Behaviours are starting to come to the surface now. There's some children that are actually lashing out at their parents. My own daughter is self-harming in that she's biting herself or hitting herself because they are completely frustrated. They're bored, they're out of routine, they're missing their classmates. And as parents, you know, when you're a carer, you don't have hundreds of euros to be taking them out and about every day of the week to try and entertain them. You know, you don't. And then we've one set of parents who are paying an absolute fortune to have their son minded.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, I assume in a lot of cases both parents are going to be working, and it might, 1 week or two might be understandable, but you said you're into your ninth week now. That's all your holidays days for the year would have been used up by now if you had any left.
Yes. So that's what happened with this one case, and they've used up every single day that they possibly can, and now they can't miss another minute of work or they're going to lose their jobs, basically.
And as you said, look, ultimately, Kelly and the other students being out of that routine, being out of that kind of that sense of everything kind of being the same and being able to set their clock by certain things happening at certain times is setting them back.
It is setting them back. Any small achievements that they would have made educationally, I don't know if they have stuck, because it's been such a long time since they were finished school in June of this year. You know what I mean? And for any child, I think it's just it's completely unfair. And I feel that our six children have been excluded and have not been catered for.
All right. On that note, Cecilia, thanks a million for speaking to us. That's Cecilia Semple, who is the mother of Kelly, her and those other students waiting for that unit, completely finished unit, just waiting for it to be signed off before they can go to school.